All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I've got the atomic clock on the wall fixed. It is the 31st of March, 2010. People have asked me in the past, John, I know what date is. I know what the date is. Sometimes you screw it up. Now, this is for easy identification for people that are recording this, no matter who you are. It's my public record, and I want to make it index for my benefit as well. Well, let's go to the phones here. You've been holding on forever, and I thank you for your patience. Jane in California. Hello, Jane.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hello.
I'm just thinking about all the, you know, it's tenuous times and terrorism, threats to children. I'm a mother. I've got two teenagers myself. But, you know, there's a phenomenon sweeping the country, John, and I'm calling because three of my friends burned themselves and got better immediately. It was amazing. All they did was call 818-332-6445. That's the Fireburn Doctor phone number.
You called into Ernie Hancock's program earlier, and this is kind of off topic, Jane.
This is something that can be used in any terrorist scenario, for instance, and it's entirely free. It's not a product, it's free. My friend Shelley burnt her finger at work when she was fixing a laser printer, and it was extremely painful. She reckons it was like a second degree burn.
Jane, let me stop you here because this is not germane to this program today. If we're talking about health care or we're talking about anything remotely connected with treatment, no matter what the cause, I'll be happy to take your phone call and we'll discuss it in length, but it's not on topic on today's program. Thank you, Jane. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Greg in Colorado. Hello, Greg.
Hello, you sons of light. Good afternoon.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Would you like to save thousands, possibly hundreds of thousands of lives?
Okay.
Go to the bottom of your article, microchipping in 36 months, and read the comment that GG the White Rose has to say. And if you read it on air, I think you'll save hundreds of thousands of lives.
Okay, and
that's all I have to say.
And that story again was what?
It's the last comment on the bottom of your microchipping in 36 months.
Okay.
And it's a little long, but you shouldn't take it but a few minutes to read it over the air.
Okay.
If you read it over the air, you'll enlighten the world.
All right. Well, I appreciate
okay?
it.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and please read it.
Okay. Thank you. Let's go to Steve in Georgia. I'll try to look up that post. Okay, go ahead.
Hello, John.
Hi.
How are you? I'm a first-time caller to your program, and a little nervous, and there shouldn't be any nervousness, but just bear in mind, I've got a head full of ideas, and
you're about ready to explode. I understand.
Well, yeah. That's you don't know what to expect the way the world's going.
Well, I understand.
I was curious. I've been kind of keeping up, and I don't even really want to say the words because it's been kind of a hush hush. But it's part of your network there. But it's got Tom Kennedy involved in it.
That would be Sam Kennedy.
Sam Kennedy, right? Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
And he's in with that Nacera, and I'll just stop there.
Okay.
And
hang on a
he
second.
Is.
Hang on a second. I've got to take the break here. Reverend Ted Pike, can you spend a little bit more time with us, sir?
Sure.
Okay. We'll take this break. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we're back. Reverend Ted Pike is my guest today. And Steve in Georgia, go ahead.
Okay, I was just wondering what... I've never really heard you. I didn't realize until I think it was last night that Sam even had the program on your network, and I listen to about every, I don't even watch, I look at TV, I don't watch it anymore, and I don't watch regular news, I look at it. I listen to you and the Jeff Rences and the Coast to Coasts and read about a book you can get a hold of. In fact, it's ironic. I think Stan Dale's book that came out, I think, in 1978 called this The Cosmic Conspiracy, which I think is just an awesome title. Because that seems to be what we have here. How you feel about that and him. And he has a pretty good tie there, or maybe it's cross-linking between him and Fulford in Japan, which is an interesting story. I didn't realize, I didn't understand why he was so pro doing what he does until I read his story about his grandfather and the...
Okay, I'm losing you a little bit here. What connection does this have with Sam Kennedy?
The Nacera website mentions Sam Kennedy, and I guess he's one of the big people. And I know there are people called Casper and Wendy and some other names. And
yeah,
the website's a little vague.
Yeah,
I guess I'm trying to figure out, is, do you think that this is a bona fide attempt?
Well,
they use.
Well, and let me. You obviously missed the program Monday. I would invite you to go back into the archives. Even if you aren't a member, you can go in for 24 hours.
I did hear that. Yes, I heard Sam on there, and that's the first time.
Okay, and then you.
Maybe you just answered my question there, actually.
Yeah. I still don't know. I still do not know. Supposedly today, all the state's governors have been served. We're going to have the IRS gone by 2011.
Okay, then you just said basically is what I was interested in hearing.
Yeah,
believe it or not.
I don't have a clue, because until such time that somebody can demonstrate to me how lawful, and I underscore lawful here by way of Constitution, I don't argue with what Sam Kennedy is talking about, and many others are.
We
do have a de facto government. We do have that one, and people want the de jure back in, the constitutional government back in place. But here is the problem. We all know what's going on, and we don't like it. We want to put a stop to it. But how do you unseat the de facto and slide in with the de jure the way this country used to be at one time?
Well, I know, and all the cover-up has been done, like that lady that sent you those emails you first started your program out. We have too many people like that.
Sure.
And even the CNN poll said that 55% think Obama's health care plan is a good thing. I'm thinking, where are you people at? What are you watching? What are you listening to?
Well, and what kind of Kool-Aid are you drinking? I mean, to the
Thank
point.
Thank you.
Okay, Steve, I'm going to continue here. I appreciate
Thank you. Good job, and keep up the good work, my man.
I appreciate your call. Up to and including, if you go to our website, we have Anderson Cooper. Ted, I'm sure you're familiar with Anderson Cooper.
No, I'm not.
On CNN?
Actually, I don't watch CNN very much.
Well, Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center was asked...
I know him well.
Okay, yeah. Was asked to join on-air discussions this week, this time on CNN, which continues the sound of panic alarm against informed Americans the same way mainstream media did against the Islamic people after 9/11. The Southern Poverty Law Center, and I'm reading directly out of Andrew Steele's article here, is an organization that superficially fronts as an anti-hate organization to win public support, then uses that support and people's trust in its mission to socially isolate groups and organizations that protest various federal government policies and then lump them together with a few lone extremists. Now, if you go in, and you, folks, you can do this. You can do this yourself to find out who Anderson Cooper really is. Go up to ask.com, punch in Anderson Cooper, and follow the stories. Anderson Cooper is highly paid for his 360 program on CNN, paid millions of dollars. Half the audience has left that program. They're still paying him millions of dollars. But he is serving as a mouthpiece. Now, his background includes when I do believe he was in Yale, which the CIA heavily recruits out of, as well as other colleges around the country. He did some summer internships with the CIA in his sophomore and junior years. And then something happened after he graduated. He decided he wanted to be a true journalist. Well, my question is, were his ties completely cut with the CIA, or is he being used as a conduit? Why would you want to keep paying somebody millions of dollars on a network that their numbers are tumbling to keep that program going? Well, and I can't get sued over this, folks, because this is the God's honest truth. This is why Southern Poverty Law does not sue me. They don't want to come after me to get me in a court of law with an open record. Anderson Cooper is a flaming homosexual. Flaming. Now, is that hateful? Start to put the dots together, folks. Start to put the dots together here. Being used as a mouthpiece for Southern Poverty Law, the group that's teaching you tolerance, that's teaching you what? How to be tolerant of a decaying society all around you, where you become the target of criticism. If you talk about morality and ethics, you will be targeted as a hateful person. Ted, you see how they've all boiled this down. All we have to do now is say one word.
Yes.
You're hateful.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Well, the Bible says that the Antichrist in the last days will upset the times and the laws which have governed society for millennia. And what has happened now is that under this guise of being a so-called civil liberties organization dedicated to tolerance, respect for diversity, you know the lingo, these organizations, these Jewish attack groups, ADL, ACLU, Southern Poverty Law Center, People for the American Way, and even more of them than that, they have put themselves in the driver's seat, basically, of ethical terminology, in which they now are the ones who provide basically the rudder of this great ship of state and of society. They, by their definition of love, hate, bias, tolerance, prejudice, and so on, are able to determine how society responds morally and ethically to the great issues of our time. And now they're all saying that love is tolerance for homosexuality, love is tolerance for Israel and her blockade and bombardment of Gaza, hate and anti-Semitism and homophobia, all those bad things are criticism of Israel, of homosexuality, of abortion, all this. And so what we have to be very careful is realizing we're in an inversion of all of the the Christian values, and properly termed the Judeo values coming from the Old Testament, which have been the foundation of our ethical and religious system for thousands of years.
We have a situation, Ted, in this country where we're quickly losing it. And this is coming from all quarters. Whether it's financial, thanks to our buds and pals there at the private corporation, the Fed Reserve, in cahoots with the other corporation, now known as the United States government. They are holding people at hostage for their very livelihoods and their homes in this country today. We are seeing groups that have pushed Congress. How many years, my friend, did you fight the hate crime legislation? How many times was that put before the United States Congress? How many years did they try to get that thing passed?
Well, I've been fighting it since 1998. It was actually put in about 1998. That's close to 10 years, 12 years, I should say, that the ADL has been working at that. And some people have said, well, it's no great threat to liberty. Well, ADL had a very strong vested interest in pushing that and vowing to never, never give up until they finally got it passed last fall.
And let me see, what administration was that under, the tail end of George Bush?
Yeah, I believe so.
And that was the lame duck president, and that was in a democratically controlled Congress, if I'm not mistaken.
Fortunately, we had strong Republican resistance to that, especially in the House, and they were able to consistently cut that out and strip it out, even after it was repeatedly passed by the House and the Senate.
800-313-9443. There's a lot of you listening, and you're not asking questions. And if you're not online and asking specific questions of my guest today, I will leave Reverend Ted Pike go. If you're interested in asking any questions or putting salient points forward on this program, 800-313-9443. I've learned in the past, Ted, sometimes the lines are absolutely dead. And the reason that is because they want to hear what we're talking about. They don't want to hear themselves talk about it. But at any rate.
Well, actually, John, I do have an article to write on this subject. Then I'm on with Rick Adams a little later this evening.
Okay.
If we could do it for 10 minutes, I'd like to get an article out. So.
Okay. That is not a problem. What's that? My producer is asking me something, talking to me through a soundproof glass. And I'm not good at reading lips. At any rate, we'll take the break. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, let me snag a call here. Stanley in New York. Hello, Stanley.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, John.
Yes.
I just wanted to make a comment, a quick comment. Now that Obama has the health care, you think he may go after car insurance companies and health and house insurance companies?
Well, let me put it to you this way. I've just been reading articles. I think this one, if memory serves, off of Lou Rockwell. And somebody posed the question, since the United States government has bailed out General Motors, and they are in there on policy issue with General Motors right now, and what the public is seeing and hearing repeatedly is what about these bonuses that are being paid to these companies? Well, the FedGov gets her foot in the door by loaning them money and starts to take a little bit more control. And it was extrapolated out to this, and I hope it never happens, but could Barack Obama one day say that, look, you know, we loan General Motors a bunch of money. Could we say that, well, we mandate now by law that all the cars you buy are General Motors products? And I thought about that for a moment, and I thought, this is how insane this has gotten. The people are asking that question. Could it be done?
Well, you know, car insurance, you know, is a lot of money every year.
Yeah.
And so is house insurance, really. Mm-hmm. I figured if he wants to go after health insurance, maybe he's going to go after that stuff next.
Well, and the difference being, and that was brought up as an argument, about health care. Well, you know, it's mandated everybody has car insurance. Well, I can choose not to drive. I can choose not to have a driver's license and own a car. Is the government still going to mandate me to have car insurance?
Well, if you got a license, maybe they'll have the records in the state, you know, that you have a license.
Well, the point being, let's say home. Do you have to have fire insurance and theft and all that other stuff?
Well, that's with house insurance.
Well, yeah, but it's mandated by the banks that loan you the money. They dictate the terms of how they are to protect themselves. And you enter into that contract, you know exactly what you're doing. But is it now going to be mandated that you have homeowners insurance after your house is paid off and the only person has to lose is you personally?
My house is paid off.
No, but you see where I'm going.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I see where you're going.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make that comment, John.
All right. Well, Stanley, I appreciate your comment.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sandra in Iowa. Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for all your work you do, but I have a question.
Shoot.
These clowns, as you so aptly call them, went out and begged for this job. They begged everybody, vote for me, vote for me.
Mm-hmm.
They took our money and used that to beg for these jobs.
Right.
Now, they knew that the minute if they were hired, that the first thing they had to do was swear to uphold the Constitution. Right?
Right.
Every one of them. So, as far as I'm concerned, the minute they deviate from that, it should be automatic dismissal. And I don't understand why anything that they do over and above what they're allowed to do according to the Constitution is acceptable.
Well,
you know.
And I'll tell you what, you just hit upon a point here. I am figuring out the schedule right now, and the website has been posted. It's not for public consumption yet. The Elected Representative Network, we're going to have our own state senators and state legislators that are going to have a format for their town hall meetings live, commercial free.
And, ready.
And these are the issues that are going to be talked about. See, you know, we can keep arguing about policy and politics and what the left's doing and what the right is doing. The one thing, and you just hit it, Sandra, the one thing that would put the kibosh to all of this stuff is you get out the rule book, you get out the Constitution, you get out the federal Constitution, you get out the state Constitution. And let's see if what they're proposing, what they've done in the past, what they're proposing today, and what they're going to try to put forth tomorrow pass the constitutional muster. Period.
Well, when I did a little bit of looking there, and there are three states that have quite a few in the House. The rest of them are like 20 and fewer. And I'm going, how many of us would it take to go after these guys and say, we don't like what you're doing. You have broken your contract. We want you out of there. You quit now. I to have to wait and see how much more damage it can do till they have no right to be there. None. Once they swore to uphold that Constitution and they deviate, as far as I'm concerned, they have no right.
Well, and that's what and my response back to this person that emailed me, which I highly suspect was somebody from Southern Poverty Law, I simply posed the question, do you think that the oath is just some silly pomp and ceremony that they say just so they can get into office to do what they damn well please? No.
No, that's me. I just get so mad when I see what there's, and I've been, this Boswell, holy mackerel,
yeah,
from Iowa, and I've heard him, and I've been to these town hall meetings and seen, what a joke.
Yeah, I know, I understand. Hey, Sandra, point well taken. I thank you, ma'am.
Keep up the good work, and never hardly ever miss you.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. Ted, I only have about a half hour left in the program. You said you're going to be on Rick Adams' program tonight?
Yes, I am at 7 o'clock Pacific.
That would be 10 o'clock. Wait a minute.
That'd be 9 o'clock Central.
There you go. All right, that's what I was looking for. Okay, Ted, I want to field some more calls, and I got information I got to go over here. Any parting shot here?
Well, I just encourage people to come to truthtellers.org because I will have an article about this Huttery developing story. This is extremely ominous, extremely important that we keep up on this and we do everything in the grassroots level to keep violence like this from possibly breaking out and destroying the whole Tea Party movement. Come to truthtellers.org. The article will be up by probably 10 o'clock tonight, and we'll be doing more articles, more research on this breaking story.
All right. Well, Ted Pike, I appreciate it very much. You've been in the fight for a long time. We'll see how this goes. How many people want to stand up and be counted, and they're not on the extreme right or they're not extremist. They are people that want the insanity to stop. They want their country back. They want the law once again to prevail. And we'll see how much people want freedom.
Yes.
All righty. Reverend, thank you.
Thank you, John.
All righty, sir.